Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Authorities investigate death of a baby in Butler County. We've got the story.
Wichita Police will participate in a new public safety partnership. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A quiet start to this Tuesday. It will be breezy and warm this afternoon, with thunderstorm chances increasing by this evening. Our full forecast is on the way.
Dozens of animals have been seized from a home in Bel Air.
Responding to a welfare call Monday morning, officers discovered dogs, cats, rats, and chickens. Some were dead. Many others were described as being sick. Bel Air Police Chief Daryl Atterbury tells KSN News it's a public safety hazard.
We have laws for a reason, and it's not to restrict people just because we want to restrict them. It's to restrict them with the safety of the animals in mind.
The animals are being cared for by animal control. The case will be presented to the district attorney. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Butler County investigators are still looking into the death of a three-month-old who died after being left in a car for several hours Saturday in rural Butler County. Sheriff Kelly Herzett says the mother came home from a baby shower, was tired Saturday around noon, so she instructed the other children in the home what to do while she laid down to take a nap. Investigators say the woman later awoke and realized she had left a small child in the car. Herzett tells KSN News the case will be turned over to the Butler County District Attorney.
It's a full-blown investigation. I mean, we've got a dead three-month-old child here. So we just can't say, oh, it's tragic, it happened, don't never do it again.
The Wichita Police Department will be working with the U.S. Department of Justice. Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says Wichita is one of 10 cities chosen nationwide to be part of the National Public Safety Partnership.
You know, we have been working closely with our colleagues at the U.S. Attorney's offices in an effort to have more federal prosecution of our worst offenders, because that is a lot of who is driving our crime in Wichita. It's a lot of the same people over and over and over again. And we are getting serious with these offenders, and we want to make sure that we're effective.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas helped secure funding for this program. Senator Moran's deputy state director is Mike Zamarzla.
As chairman of the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds the U.S. Department of Justice, Senator Moran has made it a priority to make certain that law enforcement agencies like the Wichita Police Department have the resources they need to enhance public safety.
This is a three-year grant program, and part of the goal is to effectively pursue violent criminals, specifically those involved in gun crime, drug trafficking, and gang violence.
A White House counsel linked to Watergate gives his assessment of the Russia report to a key congressional committee.
The star witness in the Watergate hearings that helped in the Nixon presidency says he sees parallels to the Russia investigation.
Stated a little differently, Special Counsel Mueller has provided this committee with a roadmap.
President Nixon's White House counsel John Dean told the House Judiciary Committee there are similarities between then and now. Specifically, he says, the use of offering pardons to influence witnesses. Before the hearing, Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler announced a deal with the Justice Department to view underlying evidence from the Mueller report, a move that, for now, has stopped criminal contempt proceedings against the Attorney General. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A helicopter flying over New York City crashed on the roof of a skyscraper, killing the pilot.
Police say the chopper is one that is usually used for executive travel, but it's not clear if this was why it was in the Midtown area. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill says they hope to answer why the craft was flying in rainy weather and find the reason it was where it was.
Yeah, there's a TFR there. That's a temporary flight restriction, and we're checking into that now, too.
In part because President Trump's primary residence, Trump Tower, is nearby, and aircraft cannot fly below 3,000 feet within a mile radius of it. No one else was aboard the chopper. The NTSB will investigate the cause. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Police in Oklahoma City say they fatally shot a man who was shooting at vehicles along an interstate. Investigators say at least four vehicles on Interstate 35 were struck by gunfire Monday morning before police and the shooter exchanged fire. There have been no reports of injuries to motorists. The gunman has not been identified. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol closed part of I-35 to investigate. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The NBA season hung in the balance of a final shot last night, and a former Shocker had the ball in his hands at the end. We'll see how things went at the NBA Finals coming up in sports.
Big promotion for a woman Army general. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. A new documentary titled Joyland, Reliving the Memories, premiered Monday evening on KPTS television in Wichita. Brian Ramsdale helped produce the new film.
In my apartment right now, I have about five spools of old 16-millimeter tape, a couple of 35-millimeter tapes that, unfortunately, we don't quite know what to do with. Nobody in town seems to be able to convert those. And then a whole bunch of photos that I've collected. A lot of this footage that we have came from the former owners of the park. So we're talking about the Ottaway family and the Nelson family.
Ramsdale appeared with Steve and Ted in the Morning Monday on KNSS. The documentary will re-air on KPTS Monday, June 17th.
A court injunction allowing a Missouri abortion clinic to remain open for the time being.
A circuit judge in St. Louis has given Missouri's Health and Senior Services Department until June 21st to decide on license renewal for reproductive health services of Planned Parenthood. A status conference is set for that day, 1 week from this Friday. The state has delayed the decision on the renewal, it said, because of health and safety concerns. The license was to expire at the end of May, but the judge kept the clinic open until he could make this ruling. Missouri would become the first state without an abortion clinic if the facility is shut down. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
She already has quite a military resume, and now the U.S. Army has put her in a position no woman has held before.
Brigadier General Laura Yeager is set to take command of the Army's 40th Infantry Division later this month. When she does, she'll be the first woman ever to lead an Army infantry division. She's got plenty of experience going into this promotion, having been a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, also as a battalion and brigade commander during the Iraq War. She actually left active duty when her son was born, but then returned as part of the California National Guard. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Gasoline prices in Wichita this morning continue a slight downward trend out there. Seen $2.39 a gallon, pretty standard out there, $2.39. I've seen a little bit better this morning, $2.38. Spotted that at Kellogg and 143rd Street East. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How we doing?
Well, it's not raining. That's one thing.
And it's it was pretty what?
Pretty nice temperatures out this morning.
Yeah, definitely. Just kind of refreshingly cool again. That's what I've been calling it. And I know we're not, you know, all the way out west like Garden City, Colby, and northwestern Kansas, but this time yesterday, they were actually waking up to temperatures in the 30s, believe it or not. So everybody kind of dealing with this this cooler air. But we are going to, once again, have some pleasant temperatures that we'll be able to look forward to later on this afternoon, which is also when we got to also make sure that we're keeping an eye to the sky because we've got a chance of showers and storms that we've been talking about. We've got a cold front on the way. Another front's going to kind of keep our temperatures below normal for at least a few more days before we start to warm back up into the 80s. But some of those storms could be strong to severe. So that 20% chance, it's going to go up a little bit more once we get closer to the evening hours. And it's mainly large hail, damaging winds. Those are the main threats. We're also going to see a high of 79 degrees. Winds are going to be stronger out of the south at 15 to 25 as well. That's what's going to kind of help prime our atmosphere, our environment with a little bit more moisture once that front rolls through to help kind of help those storms go up. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, 30% chance of showers and storms, mainly before midnight for Wichita. And then another somewhat cool start tomorrow, lows dipping down to 58 degrees, and only a 10% chance that we maybe see a lingering shower, isolated rumble as we go through Wednesday, especially during the morning and afternoon, but definitely looks a lot drier compared to what we could be dealing with a little bit later on today. So just make sure that you watch out for those storms later on this afternoon and evening. 57 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies with a wind speed of 6 miles per hour out of the south. Dew point 49 degrees right now, so the air still pretty pleasant out there, Steve, as you mentioned, but I think we will see I don't think it'll get too humid today, but I think we will notice the air may feel just a little bit heavier towards the warmest part of the day, right around 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon.
I bet there's some kids out there saying, well, we're, you know, summer break's almost over, and I haven't been able to get in the pool yet. we're about to probably getting a little anxious about wanting to get in that pool and doing some splashing around here.
Yeah, but I feel like when it comes to this time of year, our memories get just a little bit short. And if we think about it, we start to remember days like this, especially during the summer months, they're somewhat hard to find. And we hope and pray for, you know, days where it's going to be 78, 79, even 80 degrees instead of the 90s to even triple digits. So yeah. That's why I've been saying, hey, just enjoy it while it's here. We'll get in the pool eventually. But, you know, I'm sure we do have those hotter days ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very nice weather. Let's enjoy it while we can. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is June 11th, and on this date in 2001, Timothy McVeigh was executed by injection at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, for the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people. 2001 on this date, Timothy McVeigh executed by the government. In a post to Twitter, Wichita police say, among other items, 10 guns and 28 purses or wallets were stolen from motor vehicles in the last 11 days. Lieutenant Scott Brunel posted Monday afternoon that 166 vehicle larcenies occurred from May 31st to June 10th. And the list of stolen items included purses and wallets, guns, tools, tablets or laptops, sunglasses, and a dog. There were 23 guns stolen from cars in May, 93 guns stolen from cars since the beginning of the year. The burglaries from motor vehicles are widespread but have hot spots in Old Town and around Pawnee and Broadway. Pawnee and Broadway. Hmm. Obviously, somebody lives in that neighborhood who knows how to break into cars. Well, not obviously, who knows? But the Old Town, that kind of surprises me because, you know, Ted, a big to-do made about the fact that they've got their own little police office right there.
A lot of security.
In Old Town.
Yeah.
And apparently you can't be everywhere all the time. And, yeah. So, anyway, lock them up. If you got something, and, you know, our SUV, I've got two small SUVs now, Ted, and both of them have that feature in the back where you can pull a covering over whatever's in that back space there so that nobody knows what's in there. And that's a good feature. If you have that, you need to use it. Make sure that people aren't breaking into your car. You know, we have the story about Wichita Police Department cooperating with the federal government in this new program that we're talking about in our news this morning. And the police chief said something very interesting, just caught my ear. He said the same people are driving crime. They see the same names and the same people over and over and over again. That's interesting. I know I've always known that's true, that, you know, police get to know, they know who the bad guys out there. They know who the bad families are out there because they encounter them all the time. But you wonder if they're just keeping doing crimes again and again and again, why aren't they put in and locked up? I guess because they don't do a big enough crime or something. But that's an interesting take. The career criminal out there.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of the reasons why they're trying to work with – he talked about working with prosecutors and the district attorney's office and making sure that these people that just – continually cause problems and crime over and over and over aren't on the streets.
Well, again,
just 2 days after their arrest.
Again, it came up, I had an interviewed yesterday, Pete Meitzner, the new Sedgwick County Commissioner, who was, of course, a city council member as well, and brought up the fact that there is this feeling among law enforcement in this area that I've talked to, and you have too, that the people out there with mental issues are becoming a big problem. And, you know, we need to get him some treatment, need to get him off the streets if we can, because, apparently most of the people in jail now have some sort of mental problem in the Sedgwick County Jail. And, I mean, by percentage. And so it's a problem that's not going to go away. We're not getting a whole lot of help from the state on this thing. And that's another problem we have here. And they all know about it. All the officials know about it. They want to try to do something about it. But you see it on the police reports every day. People down there, they have problems with either that, or it's the meth or the drugs. You know, it's all.
That's another thing. I mean,
squirrel together, you know.
A huge percentage of these crimes have to do with drugs.
Yep. All right. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And in spite of the efforts of Fred Van Vliet, the NBA series will go on. They could have won. They could have won a game very close to winning.
Yeah, we came down right to a game-ending shot that could have ended the season and given the championship to the Toronto Raptors. But it would not fall last night. Game 5 of the NBA Finals. The Toronto Raptors hosting the Golden State Warriors. Golden State had a big lead. Toronto came back and led by 6 with a couple minutes to go. But Golden State went on a 9-2 run late in the game to take a one-point lead. But Toronto still had the ball with a chance to win the championship and end the season. Fred Van Vliet, former Shocker, was playing point guard at the time for Toronto, trying to find that open man for the game-winning shot. Here's some of the action from the television coverage last night.
6 seconds remaining. Leonard, back up Van Vliet. Van Vliet kicks it out. Lowry. Lowry for the win. Won't go. And there'll be a game 6 in Oakland.
And it was a great job of double-teaming Leonard so he couldn't beat him. Andre Iguodala with a terrific defensive play. Draymond Green with a great rotation to the corner.
Yeah, Fred was looking for Kawhi Leonard, but they had him covered. So Kyle Lowry ended up taking the potential game-winning shot. Couldn't make it. And Golden State held on to win that game on the road, 106-105. Toronto still leads this thing 3-2. But there will be a game 6 in Oakland coming up later in the week. The home team has lost 4 of the 5 games so far here in the finals. Fred Van Vliet, the former Shocker, made 3 three-pointers last night on his way to 11 points. But it wasn't a losing effort. You also heard that game last night on Sports Radio KFH, Raptors and the Warriors. Major League Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks went into Philadelphia, beat the first-place Phillies 13-8. Left fielder for the Diamondbacks, former Wichita Wingnuts outfielder David Peralta, hit a home run. He's got a 351 on-base percentage this season as the Diamondbacks win their 5th game in a row. The Kansas City Royals, after a day off, are back home, resuming the homestand tonight, hosting the Detroit Tigers. First time the division rival, the Tigers, have made a visit to Kansas City this season. It'll be a 3-game series starting tonight. Royals have lost 5 out of 6 against the Tigers this season. All those games have been in Detroit. Live pregame coverage begins at 6:30 tonight. The game will start a little after 7 o'clock. Royals-Tigers tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Women's soccer. The World Cup is underway, and the United States finally plays its group opener this afternoon over in France.
Carly Lloyd, Alex Morgan, and Megan Rapinoe among those making the push for a 4th Women's World Cup today for U.S. soccer as they'll play their first match of the group stage in France, taking on Thailand in their Group F opener. The U.S. takes on Thailand in the final match of today's triple header that'll get started at 3 p.m. Eastern. Today's action at the World Cup opens with a Group E opening matchup between New Zealand and the Netherlands that'll start at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Then it's a Group F opener with Chile taking on Sweden. That one gets underway at noon Eastern time. You can catch all these matchups on Fox and Fox Sports 1. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Again, United States and Thailand at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Women's World Cup. At Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Pelosi thinks Trump's deal with Mexico is terrible. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.